Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and I am joined by Kale Sorbo. Air horns aplenty today. Guys, we have so much to catch up on. I've been out of town for a week at this point, and I missed a lot of Rockies news. And we're going to talk about some of it. Some of it's already old. Most of it's actually still very interesting. First of all, like, the Rockies have won 5 of their last 6. Hello, World Series. Kale, I was cracking up in the company Slack. You were like, oh, who's ready for double parades? And I was like, yeah, Rockies and who else?
Yeah, I don't think the world would ever be prepared for how unhinged I would be if the Rockies ever had a parade.
Oh, my gosh. It would be...
Like, if you think I got wild at the Nuggets parade, that would be... I would be a monumental day in my life.
Yes. If and when the Rockies finally pull it off, it'll be the craziest parade this town has ever seen. It'll probably be like the last parade ever in Denver. I love it. Okay, so yeah, lots to catch up on. Does Chris Bryant hate the Rockies, or did an Athletic writer take him out of context? You know what? Let's ask Anthony Rendon. And it's Kyle Freeland Day. The game's going to start right after this live YouTube show, so we're going to preview that game. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 22 days until opening day, where the Rockies will start the season off in Arizona. 30 days until the home opener. By the way, come party with us at Ice House before the game. We'll be there all freaking morning. It'll be a good time. It literally always is, from what most people remember. Also, hello to everyone in the chat. Great to see you guys again. We're gonna catch up on stuff. So yeah, in case you missed it, because I sure did, this is a segment for me, by me, so I can catch myself up on all the Rockies news that has happened in the past week. First off, Sam Hilliard is so back. He is back with the Colorado Rockies. It's so funny. Like, we're all excited about it because we're like, ah, oh, Sam Hilliard, he came up in this organization. I'm sure to everyone else in the baseball world, he is just such a rando, but he's everything for us. So yeah, what's one more outfielder in the mix, right? So he'll be competing with Bradley Zimmer and Sean Bouchard for that outfield spot, and Hunter Goodman's chances of making the opening day roster just plummeted. Yeah, it's not like we don't already have a jam with all these other guys who are outfielders and also first basemen. But yeah, Sam Hilliard claimed off waivers from Baltimore. The corresponding move, of course, Antonio Senzatella on the 60-day IL. That, you know, is not a surprise because we've told you this already. We're not going to see him until September. We might get a start out of him this season. And that might just be a rehab start. Some other news. The Rockies are 8-4 this spring after taking 5 of their last 6. And a lot of these games have been with like 10 runs, 12 runs. So the boys are hitting. Hey, CJ Crone is a Red Sox, not really Rockies news, but hey, he was ours for a couple of seasons. I'm just glad the Rockies didn't claim him off of waivers or something because, again, my goodness, we do not need any more first basemen or outfielders. Someone tagged us in a tweet last night saying, they quote tweeted Joey Votto because Joey Votto, of course, is just dying to get back into dying to play again, dying to get signed by a team. And someone was like, oh, the Rockies should pick him up. I'm like, do not fucking dare. Like, do not tag them in this tweet. Don't let them see it. We have so many first basemen. All right. Let's talk about Saturday's game. Saturday's game was one of the most interesting spring training games I think we've seen in a while. Why was this game so good? Well, first of all, it was a 10-4 win. Like, yeah, it's the Reds, but the Reds are a lot better than they've been in other recent seasons. This also marks the third consecutive game that the Rockies scored 10 runs. That was their fourth win in 4 days. So So the Rockies were cooking. They were cooking this week. So B-Rod, Brendan Rodgers had so much to say, because what is better than just some overall great offense? A grand slam. So Brendan Rodgers has thoughts on both. Kayla, are we ready to play that clip?
Yeah.
All right, here's what Brendan Rodgers has to say about that electric offense.
The boys are really swinging the bat this year. I mean, in spring, you know, it's a small sample size, but, you know, I feel like we've got 10 plus hits in quite a few of these games. You know, we're winning a lot of ball games. Boys are swinging the bat today. Toby with a big grand slam there. It's really good to see him, you know, come into that pop. You know, he had, I think, 15 homers last year, but he's definitely more than capable of hitting 20 homers. So it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, by the way, Brendan Rodgers himself went 1-for-2 that day with a run and a walk. He has hit safely in 4 straight games, or as of that game. And, heading into that game, he was 5-for-10 with 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, 1 stolen base. So Brendan Rodgers himself, also one of the boys who was swinging. Speaking of Tovar, by the way, Bud Black, of course, had some thoughts right after that game. He didn't say the boys are swinging, but he might as well have. Are we ready to hear from Buddy?
Yeah.
Here's what Buddy had to say about Tovar and overall the offense that we've seen from the Rockies in the past week.
You know, he's in a good spot. There's a few guys who are in good spots, but that was another good swing. You know, had the swinging bunt to lead off the game, but, you know, impressive, you know, a couple of home runs the last few days over in Chicago and then here today. You know, he's a, you know, like we've talked about, we think he's going to be a good hitter.
Yeah, he likes what he sees. Yeah, we think he's going to be a good hitter, too. Tovar, that game was 2-for-2 with 1 run and 5 RBI. Yeah, a grand slam will do that for you. That grand slam in the 4th inning was Tovar's 2nd home run in a span of 2 games. So, yeah, Tovar on a little hot streak right now. So, we're not just going to talk about the offense, guys. Cal Quantrill, we saw our new starter, Cal Quantrill's first spring training appearance on Saturday. He, again, is coming off the worst season of his career. We got him in a trade with Cleveland this offseason. On Saturday, we saw 2 innings from him, 2 hits, 1 run. But here is what he said on what he was able to work on and what he wasn't able to work on.
First time out every spring. For me anyways, attack the zone. I'm not worrying too much about, you know, featuring every pitch in the first time out. I'm trying to find the zone, feel good about it, be aggressive, get some early contact, and I thought we achieved that today. They were swinging first pitch every time, so we didn't get to try everything, but yeah, like I said, I think we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I think we're getting somewhere. Yeah, he gave up that homer in the first inning to Ellie De La Cruz, so I'll give Cal Quantrill a break for that, because Ellie's gonna hit no matter what. Apparently, they're all trying to hit with that first pitch swinging nonsense. Rockies, please do not take note. Don't do that. I think we'll be okay. So, yeah, in those 2 innings we saw from Cal, he threw 16 pitches. 12 of them were in the strike zone. Pitch efficiency. Buddy loves that. We just know it. Some other notes from Rockies camp in that game. Carl Kauffman, 2 scoreless innings, allowed just 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. And then Victor Vodnik and Justin Lawrence and Angel Chivilly, they all tossed a scoreless inning apiece. Or they all tossed scoreless outings. We got 1 1/3 inning from Chivilly, which is how you say his name. It's on the pronunciation guide. It's not Chivilly. My goodness. Guys, read a book sometime. Chivilly picked up his 2nd save this spring. Sounds good to me. Sounds pretty fun. It's always a fun time with Coors Light. I don't even know how to talk about Coors Light, because I don't even think about getting it. I just get it. Because it's always crisp. It's always refreshing. It's always the perfect beer, whether you're out having fun or whether you're kicking back, watching the game. Coors Light is that beer, because Coors Light is literally made to chill. You can grab it here at the DNVR bar too. Hi, I forgot how to talk while I was on vacation. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer I reach for. And if you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, you can get it delivered straight to your door with Instacart. Go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR to get that delivery going. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And my goodness, let's talk about Bet365. Never ordinary with Bet365. They don't do ordinary at Bet365. They believe every sport should be epic. And right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account with Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up and deposit $10 to get yourself started. You can choose between a couple of different offers, a bet and get. Place a bet of $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets, or a first bet safety net offer. You can place a bet up to $1,000. And if that qualifying bet loses, you will get a matched refund in bonus bets. Yeah, they don't do ordinary. They've got more than 10,000 boosts every month to really make it fun. They also have an NHL early payout offer. You can get your straight bets paid out or parlay selections marked as a winner when your team gains a 3-goal lead. And I believe it's hit about 5 times for the Avs so far this season. So what is not to love? All right, but you must be 21 or older. You got to be physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 or older, Colorado. Gamble responsibly. Thank you very much. Okay, let's, while we're here, let's address the comments. Sergio, hello. Great to see you. Wappleganger, hoping the fellows carry this to the regular season. Looking good down there in Arizona. Yeah, the thing I love about spring training is that, like, if the Rockies are doing good, I'm like, yes, the Rockies are so back. But if the Rockies were just, like, absolutely flailing out there, I'd be like, oh, it's just spring training. It doesn't matter. I will justify anything for myself. Can we justify a 12-10 win over the Giants? Because it got a little ugly. Because, listen, whenever you see a high-scoring game like that, chances are y'all did something wrong, too. It was a little bit messy, and Buddy agreed, for sure. Here is, are we ready to hear from Buddy? Okay, yeah.
Just one of those games, right? I mean, there's, you know, a lot of walks. But again, I think, you know, you can pick out some things on the positive. But for the most part, you know, both sides had a tough time today. Just really, you know, getting the ball in the strike zone, making pitches. But, you know, in the end, it was a baseball game, right? And, you know, we took something out of it. I'm sure the Giants did as well. And we'll be back at it again on Wednesday.
Yes, Buddy, you're right. It was a baseball game. Is that his new That's Baseball?
I actually, like, I hope that becomes a Buddyism. Like, it was a baseball game. You're right.
Legally, it was a baseball game. No, lots of really great elements to that game, including Aaron Shunk hitting a bases-clearing double. My goodness, we've been hearing so much about him and his dad lately. But, yeah. He was the third baseman, knocked in 3 runs. And yeah, again, that bases clearing double. Here is what Buddy had to say about Aaron Shunk's big hit.
You know, Shunk got the big hit. But as far as Shunky, he's, you know, more poised, more in control, more confident. You know, he's playing like he's capable. He's playing loose, but yet there's an intensity and focus there. So you need that combo, and he's letting it show on the field. Beck had a good at-bat, right? The big hit got us a couple runs. Trail got a couple big hits. We drew some walks. And I mean, there's some good things offensively. There really was.
Shunky, that's his nickname.
I love that. That's actually so endearing.
Yeah. His walk-up song is Brass Monkey.
Perfect.
Because it rhymes with Shunky. That's Shunky Monkey.
That's incredible. Yeah. Like, he's creating a whole brand for himself. He gets it.
It's been his walk-up song since, I think, high school. He said this on the show, like, because I went down to Albuquerque, got a chance to meet him, chat with him, got the whole backstory. And his dad introduced him to that song, and plus, like, a lot of other music from that era. So that's just been his go-to since high school. We love a brand. It's all about building the brand, and the young players know that nowadays. Elijeres Montero, by the way, his brand is definitely home runs. That was another great bright spot in Monday's game. This game was Monday, by the way. So, yeah, here's what Buddy had to say about that Elijeres Montero home run.
Good swing from him. Again, you know, he's getting out front of the fastball. That's a good sign that, you know, the bat speed's there. You know, the head of the bat is getting to fastballs like middle in. And that's a sign of a guy that's on time and confident with his swing.
Yeah, Montero was the DH that day, which might be a spot he's going to get a lot of time and experience with because, of course, we know we've got a lot of options for first base and maybe too many options for first base, but DH sounds like a good spot for him. He went 1-for-1 with a walk on Monday, and he also leads the Rockies right now with 3 home runs this spring training. Let's turn it to Dakota Hudson, our other new starter. This was his second start of the spring. Listen, he's getting the work in, and it's not just him getting the work in. Umps are getting the work in, too. But here is what he had to say about what he was doing this second start of the spring.
I mean, I felt like I was getting the sinker down, and then I was missing a little bit up. I talked to the umpire after. He said it was about a ball off, so just kind of honing those things in and being able to go from pitch to pitch versus just having to hammer in one specific type. So, you know, it's all of our spring trains, but I'm just kind of trying to get a feel for where the zone's going to be and whether it's tight or not. I felt like it was pretty consistent today, but just trying to, you know, get a feel of how I got to move my stuff around and where I got to start those pitches at. And if I can't mix everything, then I'm not going to be as effective. So I'm trying to make sure I'm on top of that.
All right, Dakota Hudson. He allowed 2 runs, 1 earned, through those 2 innings of work. 1 strikeout, 3 walks. We don't love walks. You'll find that out from Buddy soon enough. Some other notes from Rockies camp from that Monday game. That was the first time the Rockies scored 12 runs this spring. That's the most. It's the 5th time the Rockies scored 10 or more runs this spring. They won all those games, by the way. Thank goodness. Very cores of them. 11 Rockies got hits. Brenton Doyle got 2 hits. With all those runs, Brenton Doyle was the only one with multiple hits. That is spring training for you. We also got another Chris Bryant home run. That was his 2nd of the spring. It's a 3-run homer in the 4th inning. We got to see 2 innings from Peter Lambert and 1 inning from Jalen Beeks. Both of those outings, scoreless. You can score tickets for less with Game Time. Y'all know I'm going to be using Game Time for spring training games when I'm not working them, and Rockies games all season because they are made for the last minute people like me. You're going to save the most when you wait within an hour of first pitch. And listen, I use it all the time. I'm hoping you guys use it all the time, but if you haven't used it yet, oh my goodness, what are you waiting for? Download the Game Time app. Use code DNVR. You're going to get $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but your first step is to download the Game Time app. Use code DNVR, like the name of this show. That'll get you $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Guys, just like a quick note, are y'all diehards yet? Because you could be saving 20% off of all of our merch. And our merch is fire. Like, don't even play. We have the best merch in the game. You are getting 15% off your tab at the bar. Who else is doing that for you? No one else is doing that for you. Plus, you're going to get exclusive merch. You actually get like this really fancy like gold and black diehard card. It's super fun. It's super fun. And you're going to get some extra discounts from some of our partners. And you get a free shirt at sign up. And then every year after that to celebrate the anniversary of you signing up to be a diehard. Fun stuff. Yeah. We love our diehards. All right. Some Rockies transactions. So this is the part of spring training where a lot of the non-roster invites are getting sent back down to minor league camp for, you know, for a lot of reasons. It's not them. It's the Rockies. But, you know, to be fair, it's a lot of players who are definitely going to be on the major league roster that need to get that time in. Pitchers especially. So the pitchers who've been sent down, Carson Palmquist, Joe Rock, both lefties, and righty Kyle Wilcox. So they got sent down to minor league camp. Of course, we might see them again in some major league spring training games. But here is what Buddy had to say about those pitchers specifically.
You know, we'll see how the, you know, rest of the spring plays out. But it was good to see those guys, you know, get them in our major league clubhouse in spring training, watch them work every day, watch them rub shoulders with, you know, our veteran players. You know, we're still capable of keeping an eye on them, even though they're on the minor league side. We'll be able at times to see them work out and potentially pitch in games down below. And there's an outside chance we can see those guys maybe, you know, later in the spring. But, you know, we got to get those guys ready too. We got to build their innings up. And it just becomes more difficult as each, you know, week goes on to have you know, that many starters in camp when all of them are trying to build pitch count.
Yeah, that's the other thing. With all of the big kids in the mix now, these minor leaguers need to get their innings in. So let's reassign them. Also reassigned to minor league camp, infielders Connor Kaiser, Grant Levine, and Ryan Ritter. And then outfielders Benny Montgomery and Vladimir Restituio, a Yard Goats favorite. All the Yard Goats love him, like all the guys who work for the Yard Goats. The Rockies organization likes him a lot, too. But here's what Buddy had to say about Restituio's reassignment.
You know, I'm not sure where he's going to go, but, you know, last year in Double A, he showed, you know, progress. You know, there's some defensive things he has to, you know, tighten up a little more so on the routes and that first step break. But he's got speed. He's got the closing speed to make plays. I think he's a confident defender. I think he's a guy that, you know, is comfortable in center field and you can go to the corners. And for a guy that, you know, not real big of stature, hit some home runs. But what he really has to work on is the gap between the batting average and the on-base percentage. Man, the walk rate was really, really low. You know, that tells me a couple things, right? That he's an aggressive hitter, right? He's up there swinging, puts the ball in play. And there's probably a little bit of a chase in there, you know, that, you know, contributes to the, you know, to the low walk that he might be expanding out of the zone. And the higher levels, you know, the pitchers will take advantage of that. So, you know, he's got to work on, you know, controlling the strike zone a little bit better. But there is a, you know, there is a bat-to-ball skill there.
All right, not the last we'll see of Restituio. Benny Montgomery, too, another outfielder that was reassigned to minor league camp. My goodness, he has been so much fun to watch, and he has been putting in so much work with the big leaguers. Here's what Buddy had to say about Benny.
There's maturity happening, and it happens fast, and it's great to see. And I think with Benny, you know, even in a short period of time, I saw him become more comfortable. You know, Ron Gideon has complimented Benny and said he's done some really good work. He and Nolan Jones and some of the other outfielders are, you know, 8 in the morning, you know, working outfield play. And Benny made a lot of strides there. You know, it's one thing to take, you know, batting practice, you know, from a coach's arm or getting the cage off a machine. You know, the true test will be when, you know, when game starts and, you know, exhibition games. On the minor league start, you know, on the minor league side will happen in about 10 days or so. So he'll get a lot of repetitions there, but he showed himself well.
All right. Some of that work that he's put in, by the way, some subtle mechanical changes that he's working on. It's continuing to work on. The coaching staff had identified some of those changes they wanted him to make, and he's working on it. He's working on it. Chris Bryant is, We're just going to pivot, talk about Chris Bryant for a second. I was wondering if we were done talking about this, but we didn't talk about it on this show since that Athletic article dropped. So why not talk about it now? Kale, You were here in Denver while all this was going down. What was the reaction here in the office when an article dropped about Chris Bryant apparently regretting signing with the Rockies?
There was a lot of that's rich coming from a guy that's barely played type of reaction. I don't know. People are like mad about the Chris Bryant contract just in general because it was like, you know, a bad contract. So I think like there was a little bit of I get what he's saying, but also like who else was going to pay him that much money? And he hasn't even really played, so where does he have to stand on? I don't know. That's sort of what people talked about.
Yeah. I mean, it also seems like so much of this was just straight up taken out of context. And that writer, Sam Bloom, he wrote that Anthony Rendon article a few weeks ago where he was quoted saying, like, baseball's not my priority. It's just my job. So I feel like we got to maybe kind of look at the messenger a little bit.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I mean, that Rendon story, like, really blew up.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to make of an article like this because, these are out of context quotes. We've already seen another story like this. I don't know. I've never seen this dude at a Rockies game before. Like, how are you going to come into the Rockies clubhouse, talk shit about our guys, and like, you don't even know them and you don't care to know them. Like, that doesn't sit well with me. Yeah, is that, like, this national writer just swoops in and he's like, I'm going to write something that is so overly dramatized.
It is very pot stirry, that's for sure. Like, he kind of came in just to stir the pot. But that's, like, some of those guys' role in media, you know? Like, there's guys that do that in every sport that, like, just, like, come in to stir the pot.
And yeah.
They're not even really talking about the games. They're talking about the drama around the games. And, like, that's, like, totally lame, and I would never do it. But I get it.
Well, it's like he's, like, stirring up drama where there isn't drama. Like, Chris Bryant doesn't think the Rockies farm system sucks. Maybe it wasn't as ready as he thought it was, but he never said it was a bad farm system.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the actual, I mean, that's the thing is, this is all much ado about nothing. When you look at the actual quotes, like, when you look at the actual quotes, you're like, oh, there's nothing here. He was just, like, giving an answer to a question and trying to answer as politely as possible. Like, that's really all that happened. Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah, also, Chris Bryant, he's such a Capricorn. He's not going to open up to you like that, okay? I don't know. I get that it's so easy to dunk on the team that just lost 100 games. But, like, get an original story, okay? Get an original story that's a true story. Don't be writing fiction. Don't come into this clubhouse that we cover day in and day out and act like you know these guys. It's rude. It's rude, and it just doesn't sit well with me. Maybe listen more, maybe talk less. There you go. Despite all the noise around Chris Bryant, by the way, over this past week, KB did manage to hit a homer in that wild, messy Monday game. But here, are we ready for one last buddy quote?
Yes.
From one last buddy clip of sound? Here's what Bud Black had to say about Chris Bryant's home run on Monday.
Just underneath on a couple, the first of it, and then he got the last one, right? That ball was well struck. Big part of the park here. That was out in any ballpark. That was good to see for KB. I mean, that's a confidence booster for sure. He's got a couple home runs this spring, but that was a good one against a good fastball, too.
Yeah. By the way, Chris Bryant is, like, totally cool with all the young players. We have receipts. We're gonna save that for Friday when Steph comes on. That's right. Steph's back. Okay.
Steph show on Friday. Let's go.
Steph on Friday. Let's go. Okay, moving on.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And let's talk about what is happening in the rest of the baseball world. Yesterday's biggest spring training game was LA versus LA. The LA Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers versus the Angels of Anaheim. It's the first time Shohei played against his first MLB team. And of course, the broadcast opened up with, the broadcast opened with a shot of Shohei and Mike Trout. Whoever was the play-by-play guy goes, gosh, could you imagine if these two were on the same team? So funny. So funny. Also, like, Shohei and Mike Trout have already faced each other. Like, in the last at-bat of the freaking World Baseball Classic, did you forget? We've already seen it. Yeah, that was the game. That was the biggest spring training game of the day yesterday, because the Rockies didn't play. Some other baseball headlines. Speaking of the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw back on the 60-day IL. I am sure this is not how he wants to end his Hall of Fame career. Brad Miller signed a deal with the Padres, friend of the show. He was on the show a couple seasons ago. His first baseball game that he ever saw in person was at Coors Field. All right, guys. Technically, we'll bring it back to the Rockies. Look at all this Rockies news I'm giving you guys. I am so blessed today with actual Rockies things to talk about. Technically, in air quotes, this is kind of a pregame show because if you're watching us live on YouTube, the Rockies play in about 5 minutes. We've got a little bit of a big league lineup against the World Series champion Texas Rangers. The Rockies are 8-4 this spring. The Rangers are 7-4. Andrew Heaney is on the mound for the Rangers. He started game 4 of the World Series. And of course, we have Kyle Freeland on the mound for us, who is, you know, our guy. Are we not all Kyle Freeland guys? But yeah, here's the lineup. We got Charlie Blackmon, Chris Bryant, Nolan Jones, Brendan Rodgers, Ryan McMahon, Lauris Montero, Ezekiel Tovar, Brenton Doyle, and Jacob Stallings. A lineup that is looking very major league. And on the Rangers side of things, only 3 guys in this lineup right here were in the World Series for the Rangers. Marcus Semien, Adolis Garcia, Leody Taveras, and then a bunch of other guys. And others. And et cetera. Probable pitchers for the Rockies after Kyle Freeland goes out for maybe a couple of innings. Bird, Caricity, Justice, Kauffman, Lawrence. Those guys are all on the list to pitch. So yeah, we're gonna watch the game since, you know, I'm fully back. We're gonna live tweet it maybe if it's interesting. Some things to keep in mind. Other things to keep in mind: opening day party at Ice House. Gosh, we have talked about this. April 5th on Friday. I mean, I'm sure as soon as Ice House opens, we are there. I'll be doing other stuff, but, you know, the rest of the DNVR crew is going to be there. This time tomorrow, we will know which up-and-coming Rockies prospects will take part in the spring breakout game. We'll know tomorrow at, like, 9 a.m. Mountain Time, so we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. We're also going to ask the question, can astrology fix the Rockies? Join us tomorrow because Megan Angley will help us answer this question. And a side note, I spent, I think, 2 hours making astrology birth charts for the entire 40 man. I'm exhausted. I did that when I, like, really needed to be doing a lot of other things, like cutting the 11 clips for this show today. I, like, did the birth charts and I'm like, okay, it's like 10 o'clock right now. I have actual work to do for the show that's about to happen. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting show. It's going to be a weird show. Make sure you tune in. 12:30 Mountain Time on YouTube. All right, let's close this thing out. Kale, where can we follow you on social media?
I'm at Kale Sorbo, Kale with 2 L's. And also, real quick, Nuggets and Avs are every other night offset for the next month until April 9th. So there has never been a better time to come to the bar. Every night there's going to be a game. It's going to be popping. It's going to be the best month ever. I'm calling it Denver Sports Nirvana. Come hang out with everybody.
That is so fun. I did not realize that. Thank you. Dude, that's dope. All right, yeah, I'll be here drinking some Coors Lights, placing some Bet365 bets. Guys, you can bet on us being right back here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. You can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Follow all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. Kale, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
What do you say, Suze?
You know, that's baseball. That's the show. Talk to you guys tomorrow at 12:30. Have a good one.
You all silly like the mayor.